Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. Welcome to this, your real illuminating moment. I'm O.W. Prince. Achieved academics and ecclesiastical titles hold no importance or relevance in the kingdom of God. Heaven is not impressed nor influenced by what title you insist on being called, or by what religious office you have assigned yourself, or by what honor your churches, religious institutions, or communities have given you. None of that spiritual and inconsequential junk matters where our souls are concerned. When Yahweh withdraws his breath from our bodies and our souls are judged by God, only the blood of the Holy Messiah will matter. Will Jesus know you at the judgment? Will Yahushua HaMashiach vouch for you at the judgment, or will he deny any relationship with you? A whole world of people claim to know the Lord. Even fornicators, homosexuals, adulterers, thieves, murderers, child molesters, drunkards, false prophets, and false teachers profess that they know Jesus. But all of our claims to salvation are hushed and made humble, submissive, and subject to the advocacy of Christ. Unless Christ recognizes us as his friend, all of our religious foolishness and religious Christianity and religious protocols, politics, credentialing, organizing, church building, wealth accumulation, and ecclesiastical title worshiping and foolish ambitions and souls will be cast off into hell, where the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not, and the sounds of eternal torments go up continually. I want to be known by Jesus. I want to be owned by the Lord. No academic titles or religious honors, accolades, or achieved titles is worth an eternity in hell. If Yahweh didn't gift you with one of his gifts unto his ecclesia, I would not put much confidence in it nor in you. The world's credentialing services are inherently perverted and unholy. They do not speak for God or authorize Yahweh's servants and messengers. Those jokers make titles into entitlements, whereby one title receives more money, more honor, and more authority than another title, and one person, regardless of moral character, is presumed to be more honorable than another person based upon his or her title. That's a lie that many of us have supported in ignorance, and myself is included in that indictment. Nothing and no one on earth can ordain and divinely empower, impute, and assign one of Yahweh's gifts unto anyone. That's a God prerogative. That's Yahweh's business. But now that the Holy Spirit has been given unto me and abides in me and I in him, I know all power, all authority, all glory is God's alone. God is sovereign, and God is totally, absolutely, and completely in control. And he gives authority and power to whomever he wills, not to whomever is a candidate for religious ordination or whoever has a piece of paper certifying them as being licensed to minister in one of their own churches. Yahweh decides who and what office an individual is empowered to serve in, if any at all. Not everyone is equipped or instructed by God to do anything but learn to obey Yahweh's law, keep his commandments, walk humbly before the Lord, be submissive to God, live and walk in holiness, love, and forgiveness. That's a lifetime of work right there. But there's a Christian phenomenon going on in the world today. Everybody who is called to repent, or who thinks that they can preach, or who has a public recognized platform from which to broadcast their message, also think that they have to do some type of ministry or church work, or they think that somehow or another, because they are saved, God called them to preach. Some of us have been deceived by the institution of Christian churchology and think that we have to have a Christian recognized title of ministry in order to minister. Many feel that they have to be validated by a human institution and governed under some Christian construct in order to serve heaven. And what they don't realize is that they are enslaving and prostituting themselves to the false and perverse gods of this world and are agreeing to teach those gods' doctrines and practices and their hedonistic and pagan traditions. They are ministers of the credentialing institutions and our churches and not servants of God, although many are under the illusion that they are serving God. They have been deceived. Many have never repented and obeyed Acts 2:38. Many are trained professional Christian pastors, schooled in Christianity, schooled in worship leadership, schooled in business and public speaking, schooled even in entertainment and education and salesmanship, and are credentialed and titled by men and their Christian constructs. And if they are saved, they aren't free to preach what Yahweh instructs them to preach. They are controlled by denominational theologies and traditions. They have their bosses, and it sure ain't Jesus. I once craved to be enslaved like that. I was brainwashed by the denomination in which my parents raised me. But to God be the glory, I am free. I desire for you to be free also. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Repent. We can't be free while enslaved by the lie and restricted by Christian politics and traditions. Repent. We must repent to serve the Lord. Come out from among them and be separated from the apostasy so that you may escape the wrath of the Lord. Come out from the deception and repent. I'm O.W. Prince. And you've been listening to your real illuminating moment. And as always in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up.